he reached for a color image of Station 10 from inside the Church of Mary Magdalene. "Look here, where the Roman soldier is throwing the dice for Christ's cloak." On the dice face, a 3, 4, and 5. When Mark and I were in the church, I wondered why these particular numbers were chosen. 3 plus 4 is 7. 4 plus 5 is 9.
"So, 7, 9 solves the cryptogram?" Cassiopeia said.
"One way to find out,"
Mark motioned, and Jeffrey handed him the rucksack. Mark opened the marshal's report and found the drawing. He then started applying the 7-9 sequence. As he did, he wrote each selected character down. TEMPLIERTRESORENFOUIAULAGUSTOUS.
"It's French," Cassiopeia said.
Mark nodded.
"I see them."
He added spaces so the message made sense.
Templier, trésor, enfoui, au Lagustu.
Templar treasure can be found at Lagustu, Malone translated.
"What's Lagustu?" Henrik asked.
"I have no idea," Mark said.
Malone pointed to the pad. "Now we have it, but we need to find out what Lagustu is."
"It's an anagram," Cassiopeia said.
Mark nodded.
"Just like on the gravestone where Bigou used et in Arcadia ego."
Cassiopeia was studying the pad, and her gaze beamed with recognition.
"You know, don't you?" Malone asked.
"I think I do."
They all waited.
In the 10th century, a wealthy baron named Hildemar came to know a man named Agulu. Hildemar turned over all his lands to Agulu, who converted his castle into an abbey that Hildemar himself joined. There's a town there still, about 90 miles from here. Saint Agulu.
She reached for the pen and converted Lagustu into Saint Agulu.
"There were Templar sites there," Mark said.
"The castle, which became an abbey, is still there," Cassiopeia made clear.
"We need to go," Henrik said. "That could be a problem."
And Malone cut a glance to Cassiopeia. They'd not told the others about the men outside, so he did now.
"De Roquefort will act," Mark said. "Our hostess here allowed him to have Dad's journal. Once he learns the thing is worthless, his attitude will change."
"We need to leave here unnoticed," Malone said.
"There's a lot of us," Henrik said. "Such an exit would be a challenge."
Cassiopeia smiled.
"I like challenges."